Ephesians chapter 2. And you have been quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation by death in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is gracious in mercy, with his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now let me ask the question of those of us who are saved in this room. Those of us who are saved in this room, are we now actually seated in the heavens with you? We sit in the heavens now. What does that mean? Or at that time, what does it mean? It says there, he has laid us together. And they all sit together in every place. In other words, when the brain gets applied to that death, that's when we sat down in heaven. So for Christians, something is true right now. That is true by the declaration of this passage, which does not actually take part in the time for Christ's return, what we've done. So now we have what's referred to as positional reality, or decree of reality. God has decreed something about us. He has said, you are in goodness seated with Jesus Christ. We have a whole notion of representation, substitution. My representative, am I in Washington right now? In a sense, yes. My representative is there on my behalf. There's a sense in which I am represented in Washington. And I can say, so far, he represents me, I'm in Washington. That's what the Spirit says. Jesus is our representative. He is seated in the heavenlies. Therefore, the Scripture says we are seated with him. Now, why do we keep saying this? The primary Greek word, in the compound word, is soon, which is the word synthesis, or synergistic. The word soon means with, quickened with, soon, raised with, soon, compound word. It means whatever happens to one happens to the other. But to repeat that, very important. Those of us who are united to Jesus Christ, if we look in him, anything that happens to him happens to us. Because we were in him before the foundation of the world. God has actually decreed places of position, those of us that are elect, in Christ, from Ephesians 1, before the foundation of the world. That's when I came to be in Christ for the first time, initially. Not in my new book, but in my baptism. Let me ask you a question. What did I first so wrongly become? What did I first symbolically come to be in Jesus Christ at the baptism? Can I use literal language to refer to that sentence? Yes. And if the audience who is educated on the use of symbol is the picture of life and fishing rod, if they have the common sense to recognize that when I point to the symbol, I'm not saying this is the reality, then I can use simple language, can I? But when you run up against individuals like Pastor Thomas and others, who because of the blindness of their hearts, fail to see the distinction between the symbol and the reality, man, you've got a real problem. You've got a real problem here. He's pointing to the symbol. A fact contradicts himself when he says, baptism is a symbol and it's real. You can't advocate to either of them. Jesus, when he referred to his death, called it a baptism. But he's already been